Glory be to God. Thank you, Jesus. We come in this time of the year where the people are looking to very, very busy. I was so busy, I could not even have any time to put it in the PowerPoint for you. Amen. So if you have your Bible and your iPad, iPhone, whatever you have, just write in there the true spirit of Christmas. Nothing else, just write in there the true spirit of Christmas, that you will remember that. Amen. Hallelujah. Because that's what I wanted to talk about, the valuable or the true spirit of Christmas time. Amen. There is a lot of people who, for them, Christmas is something else. But before we go into that, I want to read it for you what the Bible said, because the Bible gives us the answer for everything. Amen. For everything we're looking for. Luke chapter 1, and I looking from verse 12. And then there will be sign to you, you will found a baby wrapping in a linen cloth, lying on the manger. And suddenly there were angels, a multitude of angels from the heavenly host, praise God and say, glory unto God in the highest, in the earth, peace and goodwill to every man. The Bible talk about all men, talk about women too. Amen. So don't confuse things. So, Pastor Tony, where is the true spirit of Christmas? What is the spirit of Christmas? The Christmas spirit, these days, they lost the valuable, or whatever the people think, the majority of the people in the world. A little boy is, they're asking question not long ago, they asked him, where is Christmas? And the little boy said, Santa Claus. Because that's what he see in TV, amen. Whatever you're looking, Santa Claus, photo with Santa Claus, movie with Santa Claus, all of this illustration, huh? They are the wrong spirit of Christmas, that this is not what they actually mean, amen. The true spirit of Christmas, we have the answer in the Bible. Amen. And then we can see where is the spirit of Christmas. The spirit of Christmas in a majority of this world today, they are approximately, in America, 75 million people. Their Christmas spirit is eat and drink. That's what I look it on Google, because Google can tell you everything. So they said that approximately 75 million people in the whole United States, the spirit of Christmas is eat and drink. Yeah? That's what it is for them. It's a lot of people. For some people, Christmas spirit is the experience to share cards, send a card around. In America, they involve a 5 billion cards to go around to send a greeting to one another. For some people, the spirit of Christmas is a party, friendship, and going dance and do all of this such a thing, and consuming approximately 10 to 15 million turkey. That's how much. Eat and drink. Amen. That is the spirit of Christmas. For many, Christmas spirit is a travel, go holiday, beautiful things. Amen. Go have a good time. Go on holiday. For many, Christmas spirit is increased depression, because things go wrong. Is it true? Or I make a mistake? Ask Mr. Google, he'll tell you. The spirit of Christmas, it is a business. They're spending over $150 billion to buy gifting, to share to one another. The best answer for me to give to you this day is my word of God, my Bible. Amen. Amen. My Bible. He'll give you the answer. They give you the answer. Glory to God in the higher and peace on the ground and goodwill to many people. Amen. That is my answer. A Christmas spirit for me is Jesus born. Amen. And when Jesus was born, he was surrounded with the glory of worship, the angel of the heaven. We don't know how many angels was protecting Jesus when he was born. We don't know. Because the angel you cannot see. Amen. The only special people who can see angels, the one that they are in contact with the Lord Jesus. If you know, the angel can be next to you and you don't see them. But in Luke chapter 1 and chapter 2, they're telling us that the spirit of Christmas really is the birth of Jesus Christ. That's what it is. And people to worship him, the angel of the Lord that worship God. Amen. The angel of the Lord that worship God. The multitude of heavenly angels. They praise God and give glory to God. Then the higher peace from the heaven will come to the earth. The spirit of Christmas is the right word. We worship God. That's what it is. Amen. We worship God. And I invite you to come and worship God in this environment of the world, the festival. They're making this thing is so big. Wherever you go to the shopping center, you see lights everywhere. You see a Christmas tree. You see all of such things. There's nothing wrong with that because the lights represent the glory of God. Amen. But people are thinking different things. Amen. But I want you that you believe in Christ to give the really meaning of a Christmas. Amen. Can you do that for me? Amen. And remember Christmas morning to come to worship the Lord. Amen. Come and worship the Lord, because that's what I mean. Worship God in the spirit of truth. Worship the Lord. You know, there's a Christmas in the participant in a mini place. The first Christmas was different from today. There was in Matthew 2, they're telling us that the wisely men come from the north, from the south. The wisely men, they were come to worship him. Amen. And Elena stole my message because I talk about they come to give a gift. Amen. They come to bring, they bring gold, they bring mirror, they bring these precious things they have. They don't see the Bible yet, but they're really on the way from the north to the south to go on to looking for where is this little baby that born, because the angel of the living God was in trouble with them to bring glory unto the heavenly Father. Amen. They don't bring cheap things to the Lord. They bring gold, myrrh, and praise and worshiping. The first thing they've done, these special people, they come and bound themselves and worship the baby. Amen. What the Bible said, they bound themselves and worship the Bible. Is it true or not? So I usually watch my wife, and they say, if I say the wrong thing, it will be. But then I got my daughter the other side too. So I don't look at them too. I'm just looking at you because you're loving me. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. So the spirit of Christmas for me and I want to share with you is to worship the Lord Jesus. Amen. And nothing else. Amen. If you can afford it to see and to give a present to your friend and to your children, do it. But do it for the glory of the Lord. Amen. But God will come first before anything else. That's what the spirit of Christmas is. Come in the presence of the Lord. They come, they're looking for the baby, and they worship Jesus. They worship Jesus. That was the first Christmas, amen? And then let me tell you something. If anybody asks me what Christmas spirit is all about, I will say there is no Christmas without Jesus. Amen. You can do whatever you want. You can put a Santa Claus or whatever you want to do. There is not Christmas without Jesus, because Jesus is the reason for us to worship this time of the year. Amen. And all this festival and business and money spent and turkey killed and party to eat and things and everything is just because it's Jesus. Amen. When you do that, when you go to the nightclub and do a little shaky, they remember that this is the time of Christmas. Amen. And glory be to God. Glory be to Jesus. Hallelujah. He said, Pastor, is anything wrong? I'm going to dance. He said, no, nothing wrong. You're going to dance. Bring Jesus with you. Amen. Christmas is to worship. It's a time to worship the Lord. Amen. You agree with me or do you disagree with me? If you disagree, I'm still telling you. Amen. Because this is my message that comes from the heaven, and that is come from the Word of God, that comes from my Bible. I don't know about your Bible, but my Bible tells me to worship Jesus. Amen. And I always look at my Bible and don't look into your Bible, because the only one I can trust is my Bible. Amen. Because my Bible is telling me the truth. It's no liar to me. They don't tell him anything wrong. If I make a mistake, I say, go back and correct, and that's what I'm doing. All right? Amen. So, it's my message for you this morning. Worship Jesus this Christmas time. Amen. If you want to go to shop and doing a lot of things, you can do it. You know, no problem about that. But the best thing is that this Christmas season is to focus on Jesus. Amen. Amen. This side, I agree. That side, I'm not sure. Anyway. Let me tell you a story, because that means maybe you listen to me. Amen. Did you want to hear the story?
Yes.
Okay. This side, I want to hear the story. That side, nothing. Let me tell you the story this side. Amen. Let me tell you the story this side only, because the other side, they don't really care. Amen. Jimmy, you listen, because they're probably like this story. Amen. Amen. Glory be. There was this man, there was a muscle man once, you know. He was a really strong man. He got a big muscle, not like mine. Mine became weak, you know, he became losing. And this man, he has a muscle man. And he making a show for some reason. And he went on stage, he cut the lemon in two pieces. He cut the lemon, he got the lemon on his hands, and they squeezed the lemon. They squeezed the lemon really hard. Then they left the lemon. Nothing is left, just the skin of the lemon. He said, anybody here will be able to squeeze this any further, this lemon, I'll give you $100. A skinny man stand up on the middle of the people. He's a little short man, a skinny man. He said, I can squeeze it. He said, oh, you squeeze it. I'll give you $200 if you can make it any juice come out. This skinny man, they came around, he got the lemon. He put in there, they just keep it there for about 10 minutes and one drop has come there. The man is looking at him. What happened? He said, I was a treasure for 20 years of the church. I know how to squeeze things. Did you want another story for this side? No. Jimmy, that's enough for you. Amen. Giving to Jesus, our Savior, the best of your Christmas. Now, when I talk about the give, I'm not like Elena that talk about money. I'm talking about your heart. Amen. I'm talking about, because I know it's Christmas morning. No, we know if I pick up an offering. If you want to give me just a box there, then Mirella put a box over there, just to give it to the Lord. That's okay. But what my gift for Christmas, open your heart. Amen. Because you know me, I'm not really, I just thank God because I believe in and I live in faith and I do a lot of work for the church and the job is finished and God is provided. I trust the Lord. Amen. And so everything you see here, it belongs to us. We don't own a bank, money, nothing. It's God is providing. Amen. So, but my gift for Christmas, my gift is your heart. You come to Jesus. Amen. Giving to Jesus with all your heart. Give your heart and worship the Lord. Come and worship the Lord. Amen. Come. But I'm going to tell you something, and I'm going to tell you no story on Christmas morning. Amen. No story. So you come here and worship the Lord. Amen. Glory be to God. The Bible is said in John chapter 3 and verse 16, you know very well, God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. He gave everything he had. Amen. He don't give him money. He don't give him pressure. He give him everything he had. My wife squeezed her hand. Yeah. You squeeze your hand, I squeeze the whole thing. Amen? Glory be to God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you, brother. Somebody loving me here. Our Heavenly Father is giving us much, much. We are reserved, amen. We are what dead people. We are full of sin. And God give us his son to forgive my sin and your sin, amen.
Amen.
To forgive your sin, my sin. That's what Christmas comes for, amen. You're not convinced. You silly look like this. Why? You want to check him up? Read your word, God, and you see. It is important that you understand the value of Christmas. Amen. He gave us the Holy Spirit to empower the church, and that he gave the Spirit that's still valuable today for you to worship the Lord. He give us the Holy Spirit, and he give us the glory. He give us the Son. He give us everything for you to be impacted the power of the Holy Spirit, that you live forever. That God, if you believe on Christmas born, you have a life for the eternity. Amen. I think I'm a preacher.
Yes.
All right. Okay.
Yes.
Amen. Yes. Let me give you Psalm 37, verse 4. Delight yourself in the Lord, and that he shall give you the desire of your heart. That's what I'm talking about. Amen. The desire of your heart. You know, when you give your heart to Jesus, he don't care about your money, he don't care about your house, he don't care about your car, whatever you have, he care about your heart, your soul, because he paid you that with the Holy Spirit of power, with his blood on the cross of recovery, to give you the valuable, the how much valuable before God. Amen. And if you're a believer in Christ, this is what Christmas is all about. Not the little dance around with the Santa Claus, take a photo here, take a photo there, yeah. Rejoice on the Lord all the way, again. I will say rejoice. You know where that verse of the Bible is? Can you shine me with your finger if you know? If you don't know, I can tell you. Because I got it right in front of me. Amen. No one knows. Rejoice in the Lord all the way. Again and again. Rejoice. Amen. Not just the Christmas, every day. Philippians 4:4. You should know that. Amen. So I remember in Africa, I said, I'll give you the number to ring God. And everybody said, what is the number? I said, I'll give you the number to ring God. Jeremiah 3:3:3. And I said, call into me and I give you answer. And everybody's shocking. He said, I've never been thinking about that. And that's what it is. Amen. Call into me and I'll give you an answer. Rejoice, rejoice, and more and more and more. Rejoice, rejoice, and more and more and more. Philippians 4:4, amen. Yeah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Sister Yolanda. I can see that you're loving me. Amen. Psalm 100, verse 2. Worship the Lord with all your heart. And the joy of the eternal, the presence and the joy of the Lord flow into your life. Amen. If there is any problem in your family, in your friend, in your children, whatever, read Psalm 100, verse 2, and worship the Lord with all your heart, and the joy of the Lord, and the presence of the Lord come into your life. Amen. The reason why we needed to worship God, when things go wrong, because I'm telling you something, is a lot of people on this Christmas time that have a problem. Someone said, oh, you know, but my car just breaking down at this moment when I really needed to go around. Why the car is broken down? This is to stress you out. You know, the car was broken down for the wrong thing. I said, what's all the oil you put on your car? A cheap oil from Kmart. Yeah, of course the car is broken down. Amen. The car, they ask you to give the oil that he need. Amen. Before you put oil in your car, look in your book. They tell you what kind of the oil you left to put it in. Yeah? Hello? Look on the menu. No. My daughter, when she see picture on the car, daddy, the tire of the car is low. So the car went a little bit of air on the tire. And you know what that mean, you know. So it's the same thing with us. If we do the wrong thing, we go out of the track. And then we pay the consequence. Amen. Then we blame God. God, why you do that to me? I really give you my toy. I really, you've been come every Sunday morning to church. I really want to worship you and my car is broken down. But God doesn't tell you to do the wrong thing. He doesn't tell you to get a car mark or whatever oil you put and put it on your car. God tell you, look at the book and see what the book said. Amen. And the book said, well, you want 10, 20 oil, maybe 40, 50 oil, whatever they said, that's what you needed to put it in. The reason why we do the wrong thing is because we not concentrate on what we're doing. Amen. We not concentrate on what we're doing. The Bible telling us that this Christmas time we got to give it valuable. What Christmas is all about. Hello? I lost you? Are you still here? God give you himself for us so that we could enjoy. We can enjoy life. He chooses to love in us. Amen. He chooses to love in us. He gave everything he has. God so loving you that he give you the love of the whole world. They give you whatever have for you to enjoy your life. Let me tell you, when things go wrong in my life, I start to dance for joy. Amen. All right. When my daughter screaming, the house has not done anything. I say, Lord, I'm still here. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. If I go home and my wife said, where you been all day? I'm still here. I'm doing a little bitty dance. Amen. And they said, where you done all day? I'm still here. I'm doing a little bitty dance for you. Amen. Glory be to God. So be happy in joyful time before the presence of the Lord. God is wanting you to have a joyable life. God wants you to do the right thing. God wants you to draw near to him. Amen. God desires that you become a powerful person. God desires that you believe in him, but that he gives you the desire of your heart, whatever you want to choose. Amen. He will never force you. Amen. I said, Lord, why have I done that? And God said, I don't tell you to do that. You did it by your own thing. Amen. Oh, sorry, God, I should not do that. Amen. So we are coming together in the presence of the Lord in this Christmas season. We still got another 3 or 4 times Christmas. How many more services we have before Christmas? Only one. I was thinking I'd preach for the rest of the month. So you stole all my message, eh? All right. I have a long list I wanted to tell everybody. We are coming to the presence of the Lord to worship Him. To worship Him. And many of you are here this morning to worship Jesus. Amen. How many people want to worship Jesus? Can I have a look at your hands? Think, glory be to God. Can I ask you to stand up?